All right. Well, here we are. We're back for another edition of Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Well, we are freshly back from our first virgin voyage to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that was a long, like, I didn't know where you were going. I'm like, what?
I was trying to think of how to say it, but that was our first.
Planned properly.
Yeah.
Proper planning.
Right.
Something
like
platypus.
It was your first time to ever go to a Trader Joe's, and I've been in California, but they just opened this weekend in Denver.
Three locations, all three opened on Friday here in Denver, and I had never been, I was moderately excited.
As a Trader Joe virgin, what'd you think?
Well, you know, we're going through the aisles, and it definitely reminded me of Whole Foods. A lot of the, like, selection and stuff, and it was good. And then we ended up buying something that wasn't super healthy, just like you can do at Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
But macaroni and cheese balls, bites.
They were amazeballs.
And they had... When did you start using that? You used to hate that word.
I hate that word. I'm just saying it because I hate it.
You used it on Facebook today? Okay. Anyway, it confuses me. And they had samples. They were handing out samples and tried those. So we had to buy them at 200 and something calories for three. But
they were awful tasty, weren't they?
Yes. So it reminded me of Whole Foods. And I love Whole Foods. I don't go to Whole Foods because...
Why?
Well, because I spend... so much money.
Well, let's put it in perspective. We walked out of Trader Joe's.
Hold on. I was getting there.
Okay.
And so I was like,
finish your story.
I'm like, yes, this reminds me of Whole Foods. That's cool. And we go to checkout, and oh my gosh, it was so much cheaper.
So much cheaper.
The only thing I didn't like about this particular Trader Joe's, and you said that the one in California did have a meat counter. That had like fresh meat. Which they had meat you could buy, but it was in the, what are those things called?
The refrigerated section. They were just wrapped cut.
Right. But I like it when there's a dude there.
How can I cut that for you? How can
cut
I?
How
you
much,
want a butcher.
Yeah.
You
want
an actual butcher.
I want to be Alice. I want to feel like Alice from the Brady Bunch and go to my butcher counter.
I guess that's the only thing that Whole Foods had. No, not really. That's the only thing, but.
Brie.
But I do like the fact that Trader Joe's has that kind of, those meals that you just kind of, here's the thing for the evening, here's chicken piccata, and this will make dinner for two, and this is a,
but Whole Foods has that too, but it's much more expensive.
Much more expensive because we walked out with two bags from Trader Joe,
and then we wanted to stop by Whole Foods
because it was something that you wanted and they didn't have,
right?
And so we got two bags for $50-something at Trader Joe's,
right?
And two bags for almost $80
at Whole Foods. Yeah. So $130 later.
And in comparison.
Yeah.
What's your final? Well, let's go back up and get the full experience of the Trader Joe's today. It was packed.
Oh my gosh.
Packed.
And when we went to go check out, the line was wrapped around all, like, the whole entire store.
Yeah. It was like you came in the front door, you might as well get in line to go get check out.
And if I didn't want to spend time with you, if I was like one of those couples, I would have been like, you stand in line while I get stuff.
Right. Well, I saw a lot of people come in here, just they walked in and went, oh, no, we'll come back.
Yeah. Because, you know, in a couple weeks, it'll be normal-ish, especially since they opened three in the city. Like, I think there's one in Boulder, one in Glendale, and then that one, which is
South Glen. And I like the guy that was apologizing for, I'm sorry, we're out. We're out. We're out. It'll be at it tomorrow. We'll get some tomorrow. You know, that's our slogan. If it's not here today, it'll be here tomorrow.
And all of their price tags were handwritten. That's a lot of work.
That's the quality and attention that they give at Trader Joe's.
Right. A lot of kale. Love kale. Love kale.
You bought a shitload of kale.
I love kale. I read somewhere if you're pregnant, you shouldn't eat a lot of kale.
Why? What does it do?
Because it is, I think it is a lot of protein,
mm-hmm.
Which you wouldn't think of leafy green stuff. And so I think if you're pregnant, it's not, it's like, I didn't read the article fully, but
does too much protein make you get like a squirt out of fat baby or something?
Maybe. I don't know. But I love my kale. I love my kale chips. You now eat kale chips. Thank you, Ben Roy, if you listen to this podcast. I greatly appreciate you because I try to shove them down his face, and he's like, hell no. I come home, he's like, Ben Roy, let me try these kale chips. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, but you're...
Some days I think it would help me to have a penis.
No, it was no. It would help you to like spicy food. That's what it is. You'd been trying to give me like just plain. Here, have some kale, and he brought over this spicy kale.
I didn't know that they had flavored kale chips. I didn't know that. So thanks again, Ben Roy. I didn't know that, and you taught me something. But they're not that spicy. It was chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chitter.
You ate one.
Yeah, they're not that.
And then you bought some more other ones. What'd you get? What flavors did you get? Sweet onion. That sounds so good. Yeah. Speaking of food, I turned you on to something tonight you didn't think you were going to like because you were like, could you put it on the side? Could we have it on separate plates?
I was scared. And I'm not usually that. I will try anything once, but this, I don't know.
It was bruschetta.
Which is an Italian meat,
and,
right?
And cantaloupe, yeah. It's basically kind of a ham kind of thing, but it looks like bacon when you... And cantaloupe.
Yeah, you put the meat on the cantaloupe, and then you eat them at the same together. Time. Together. Yeah. And you're right. It's that sweet, salty thing.
It's a combo. It has to kind of go together to make that one taste. And you were kind of like, I don't know. First bite, you were like,
I get it.
That's what you said, too. You go, oh, I get it.
I should know that if you're going to like something...
If it's not spicy, you're probably going to like it.
Right.
Because you just don't like the spicy stuff.
I do not. I do not.
I don't know why. We need to do something to your tongue. Can we sandpaper it down? And can we?
I've tried. You've seen me attempt. And it just...
Well, you've come a long way. You used to not even do pepper out of the shaker.
Right. Tonight we bought rice chips that were salt and pepper flavored.
See, and you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
They were good.
And you'll do wasabi peas. Is that different than, how is that a spicy, not like, that's hot.
It's hot, but it goes away quick. Like it doesn't dwell. Those, anything with like jalapenos, habaneros, stuff like that.
Where
it's
the
that
oil.
Mm-hmm. Wasabi doesn't have that. What is wasabi made of?
It's a mustard, I believe. It's
like and you would think Japanese. They would have the, but maybe, I don't know what the difference is. I like wasabi peas, but I don't like wasabi on my sushi.
Right, and you don't like mustard.
I am getting there. I actually, because of the calorie content of mustard versus mayo.
Right.
We don't have any mayo in our house.
What?
I finished it off, and then when I went to go buy some, I'm like, no.
Not even Miracle Whip?
Nope. Got rid of it all. Because mustard is the healthier alternative. And so now I'm putting hummus and mustard on my sandwiches, and I love it. At first, I just did the mustard, and yeah.
You adjusted the mustard? What does that mean?
No, I just did the mustard.
Oh, I thought you adjusted it. Like, okay, I'll try just this amount.
Because I wanted to start off this amount. I wanted to start off with the worst case scenario in my head. And then I adjusted to that, and I actually like it now. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. I'm getting older and I'm gaining weight and I don't like it. So I'm in a mode right now.
Are you getting that middle age middle?
I am.
But you're not even middle age.
You know what? I got an email from one of my high school friends through Facebook and she was like, you know, we're going to be 40 in a few years. I'm like, no. That's 7.5 years away.
Don't you hate those people?
I'm like,
I hate those people.
Whoa!
Well, you know that's what happens when you're old like us. Shut up!
I'm closer. You
go live
to 20.
In your own little world.
I'm closer.
You're closer to
my
20s than you are to your 40s.
My 40s, and I want to.
That's those people that just give up.
Ooh.
Yeah, they just totally
freaked
like,
me out.
Yeah, it's almost over. Might as well just sit down.
I called her out. I was like, no. We're both like her birthday's in July as well. We're both around the same exact age. I was like, no. Stop that. Stop it.
Did she stop it?
I don't know. She didn't answer me back. But, yeah. How'd I get off on that tangent? You just got back from 4 sold-out shows in Tulsa. Freaking A.
I did. Thank you. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That's all.
4 sold-out shows. I don't know if the club was as happy as I was, but... I was like, yeah.
I'm sure they were.
Let the word spread. Daddy be selling out shows. Mm-hmm. Screw you, Jason Aldean. You sold out a show. Me too.
That's right. He sold out Red Rocks the same weekend you sold out Tulsa.
See?
I went to the Grizzly Rose on Friday night to see Josh Grayson sing. And everyone's like they always are. Where's Steve? Where's Steve? I'm like, oh, he's selling out Tulsa. I'm like, I was telling everyone. I was like a proud little girlfriend Friday night. I'm like, he sold out 4 shows. You couldn't buy a ticket if you wanted to go see him tonight in Tulsa.
No, they were turning people away.
Crazy.
I just stood at the front window and waved at him as they walked away. Next time, don't wait to the last minute.
Proper planning, platypus person. Yeah.
So you went to the Grizzly Rose to see Josh Groban.
Grayson.
Same thing.
No, people get him confused with that guy.
I know.
Josh Grayson is from American Idol, I believe the 4th season.
Uh-huh.
And he came in 4th place. And he's the Marine. Break on
now, you're a big old flirt.
And he had a couple songs that... He had big one hits. Number one song.
Big hit.
It was a number one, Nothing to Lose. And he has had lots and lots of phenomenal music. But radio stopped showing him love. But he has the hardcore fans like me that still love him. And I tweet, like, as soon as I see that he's going to be at the Grizzly Rose, I start tweeting, I start Facebooking. I'm like his marketing person for Denver. He just doesn't know it. I get no money for it. But...
What?
It was an amazing night. I fanned out,
babe. It was amazing. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say you had found him on Twitter.
You found him on Twitter.
Right. But you had too.
Not until that time.
Was it after that?
Yeah,
okay.
I had never thought to find him on Twitter.
My story was I made a joke, just something about...
I had just downloaded his latest song. It was Cover Girl at the time.
Yeah. Do you remember the whole story, how this went down?
Okay. And it was...
Because I do, but I don't. I just remember him coming back at me, and I was like, holy crap! He didn't appreciate that joke.
So I'm like playing this song, because it was before you hated country music, and I could play you songs. And he had curly hair, because he has that thick hair. And I was like, oh yeah, I love his curls. I hope he never cuts his curls off, blah, blah, blah. And I'm playing this song like over and over on repeat. And you tweeted about, like, gosh, I wish the girlfriend would stop with the Josh Grayson and the curls and something about how he's not famous anymore. It was something like that.
Yeah, it was something about it'll disappear quicker than us. It was something about disappear quicker than...
I wish it would disappear as fast as his career did.
As quick as his last CD.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, like...
Thanks, man.
I was like, oh!
Crap!
Oh, I forgot. Crap. Yeah, we're... We're friends on here. Oh.
No, you weren't.
No, that's right. He came out of nowhere. That's what it was.
Yeah, he probably is one of those people that searches.
And then we became chatty after that. I'm like, dude, you know I love you. I was making a joke. I'm a comic. You know, and he goes, yeah. And then it was like a whole... And then we went to see him at the Grizzly Rose and everything was cool. He was actually being nicer to me
than he was
to you.
And he is a happily married dude. And so I've never been like the fan that's like up in your face... You know, look at me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not like that. You can admit. I've met Miranda with you several times, and I've never been like
you are Miranda Lambert freak.
But I keep it inside when I'm around her because I don't want her to know.
Barely.
I'm a freak.
You're like a barrel of atomic waste that you could just it could spill out at any second. You could just see the vibration in the 55-gallon tub of Janet that's like. Oh, Miranda.
You make it sound like I'm a lesbian for her. I'm not.
Kind of.
I'm not. It's not sexual at all. No, I would not. No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
I would like to like hang out with her, be friends, go shopping.
Uh-huh. That sounds kind of lesbian to me.
No, there was nothing.
Come on, Ellen Page. Tell me what's going on.
Stop it. I'm not into her like that. But anyway, Josh Grayson was my Miranda before Miranda was my Miranda.
All right, now let's finish this story with you're at the concert, you're in the front row.
Because you were out of town, and I don't get to stand in the front row anymore.
Right, and you know why? You even said it tonight. You said it without me reminding you. Who's in the front row?
There were a couple people next to us that were just a bit... You're always drunk because you have to get there super early.
Front row people.
They're always drunk, and then their crazy comes out.
The crazy comes... Front row people... There's something you know me. I like to be in the back because I like to watch the show. If I'm in the front row, I feel like you're just stuck like right here. But if you're in the back, you can see the entire band, what's going on, the experience of the room.
Right.
I think people that just want to get in the front row, there's some kind of like, oh my God, please touch me. Reach down and heal me, Lord.
I've never been like that. I just really like to feel like I'm one of the only people in the room that they're singing to.
And that's where this comes into play.
And also, like, you don't miss anything. Like, their facial expressions that go along with their music. Then every time I hear that song again, I feel what I think they were feeling.
You feel what you think they were feeling. Did you hear what you said?
I know. It might be a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I'm rocking out to some Josh Grayson, front row, loving my life, sober as could be, drunk people on either side of us. One drunk dude trying to set me up with the bass player. It was so weird. And I'm like, I'm good. Totally have a boyfriend. Totally happy. And anyway.
And then what happened?
And then he was singing his latest single called Drink It Gone. And the second verse is singing about a person.
Uh-huh.
And when he went to go sing about that person's name, he changed it to Janet. Oh!
And pointed at you.
And pointed at me and smiled at me and... I almost forgot to breathe. I almost passed out. And the crazy thing is, and I got this picture tonight, so like all of these emotions have kind of resurged.
Uh-huh.
The photographer.
Because you're thinking you know where he was in that moment?
No. The photographer for the Grizzly Rose, uh-huh. Her name is Miss Parker, mm-hmm. Kim Parker. She got a picture of my reaction at that very moment. And I have that frozen in time now, and it's just so exciting.
Yeah, anytime you want to remember that he pointed at you and sang.
And then he came out and was taking pictures and dancing with people. Oh, not with people, but he was doing the Cupid Shuffle, which is a line dance. So I went up to him, and my friend Beverly's like, you sang her name? And he's like, yeah, I know, Janet, PinkBarb27, and I...
That's wow. Your Twitter handle.
It is, yeah. So if y'all haven't been able to remember it before, Josh Grayson can freaking remember it, so you guys got to work on it.
Good for Josh Groban.
So it was a great night, and then I'm like, oh, Steve's going to come home and be like, what the fudge did you do? But you don't seem bad, like mad or annoyed.
No, I thought it's kind of funny and amusing. I mean, I think it's kind of cool. You know, if George Jones would have put my name in a song and pointed at me, I'd have... pooped in my panties, you know?
Right. So, like, I didn't poop, but I definitely squealed, and I'm sure I screamed. Like, if you look at the picture, everyone's, like, looking at me like, what the?
They are. The guy next to you is like, what the?
Right. It was so much
fun. You should
post
that picture with this, because you can post it on the Podbean site.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you, and when you upload, you
could
post it.
Just put the picture there with it. Yeah. You're kind of...
It was just great. When was, like, have you ever had, like, moments like that at concerts back in the day before you were too cool for school?
Mm-hmm. The closest one that I remember having of being excited is when I was working with the Beach Boys in Las Vegas. And it was the first time I'd ever worked with them. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on the side of the stage with the crew. And this was before I even worked with Dolly. So this was, my first show business, you know. Aww. Caesar's Palace, Beach Boys.
Beach freaking
my name
boys.
Was out on the sign on the strip. It was like big time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting on the side over there, and Mike Love comes up to me, the lead singer, and, you know, while the song's going on, and goes, keep watching, you'll learn something. And I don't know what he meant by that.
Did you get a picture?
No. I don't have that moment frozen in time like you. But I do
remember
that feeling of like,
did that just happen?
Yeah, because I remember growing up listening to their music, loving the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And not only was I sharing the stage, he was talking to me.
Right.
Like, they're real.
He knew, like, Josh Grayson knew. Okay, I had tweeted that I was in the front row. Josh Grayson knew I was
you
there.
You tweeted. Hold on. Did you tweet from the front row?
Yeah. Before he went on.
Psycho fan!
I'm like rocking out in the front row.
If you want to point at me and say my name, feel free.
I didn't even think that. No, but the tweeting about Josh Grayson and stuff, and the place was packed. For a guy that doesn't have any music being played on radio right now, the place was freaking packed on Valentine's Day.
Good for Josh Gad.
You better be happy that this table's big, or I would just reach
out.
You
know what? I think
it's going to
be funny because I know you. You're going to tag him.
I would never.
You're going to. I'm going to then. I'm gonna let him know that you told this whole story on the podcast.
And he'll never.
He'll never.
I'll probably get on a list.
You'll be banned from the club.
And that's why I try.
Well, you said you may
not
go to another show again.
Well, I was like, you know, if I ever go to another Josh Greeson show, I don't know if it could live up to what happened at this one.
This was the best.
It's just like Vegas.
This is the best Josh Turner show you've ever been to.
You can stop with the name. Stop it. Steve McGraw.
Oh, I got Tim McGraw the other day.
How?
Because people, just like you, they mix up McGrew and McGraw, and once that's done, what's the first name that pops in your
Tim
head?
Tim McGraw. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Yep. I don't know. Oh, Vegas. Ooh, that's probably pretty loud. Sorry. Vegas. The first time I had ever been to Vegas was with you for the ACMs when you worked for radio, and so we got to meet everyone.
All the stars.
And go to the show. Mm-hmm. And then the next time I went to Vegas with you was not during the ACMs. And it was not at the MGM Grand, and it was just a random time to go to Vegas, and it was not as much fun.
So you're saying the best time to be in Vegas is
the ACM weekend.
Which is when I am there this time.
Right, and because you are the best boyfriend that Janet Blair could ask for, because I don't know if this would make everyone else as happy as it's making me, you reached out to Brad Garrett. You sent him a message and was like, hey, girlfriend wants tickets to the ACMs. What can he do?
And
he got me one.
Brett.
Your family, of course. Here you go, buddy.
That made me feel so good when he wrote that back.
Big ass big brother.
When he wrote, I said, thank you. I owe you. No, you don't. You're family.
Oh my gosh. Because how would you repay someone like that?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's like one of those really wealthy people, but I bet he is. I bet he has some money.
You know he is, but he's such a nice man. He really seems like a nice man. He's working on a new sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about that.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, and I think it's a great premise. I guess I shouldn't say because I don't know how far along.
But yeah, I would.
Brad and I have talked about. It's a great idea for a show. I think everybody could relate to it, and I'm hoping it goes. So
I bet it will.
Yeah,
you're going to be at the Tropicana. Mm-hmm.
I'll be at the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory at the Tropicana. It's March 31st through April 6th.
Yeah, thanks for
and
the plug.
And the ACMs are April 6th. So I'm sorry, babe. I'm going to have to miss your show that night because I'm going to be there that Thursday through Monday.
Fine, if that's what you would rather do than be with your boyfriend.
While he's on stage? That's the worst thing about going with you when you're at the MGM Grand.
Having to watch me work?
No. At Brad's club because he has all that freaking candy.
Oh, I know.
And when you're on stage, I'm like, bored. Let's eat.
The green room at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM Grand.
I think we've talked about it before.
Have we talked about it before? If we haven't, well, I'll tell it again. He has an old apothecary cabinet that's just all these drawers, just drawers everywhere. It's like a wall, basically
and
a wall.
Each drawer has a different kind of candy.
Every drawer is different.
It's freaking awesome.
And it's kind of like one of those advent calendars. You just go, what'd I get? Yes, I'll eat that.
I think I probably owe him like $20 for candy. Just from that one weekend. And then you get done and I'm like, let's go to bed. I feel fine.
I know. And then you start to leave. He's like, hey, if you want some, get some. Just take some with you. Just grab some extra and take it with you.
Yeah, so thanks, babe. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited. And I'm already shopping. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Well, I know I couldn't book it with this year.
You're not at the MGM Grand.
I mean, because like I said, but I think next year, Brad has already going to book me for ACM, I think. So
yeah.
Plan ahead, people. Plan ahead. If you're planning on going to Vegas, plan on coming to see me.
And if any of your radio friends need an intern for that weekend.
You mean intern where you stand there and take pictures of them? Did you enjoy that when I was with the radio?
Oh, my gosh. I know how unhappy you were, but for that one weekend, I forgot about how unhappy you were because that was amazing. Do you remember when Darius Rucker came back because I had taken a potty break?
Yeah.
When he stopped by your table?
Yeah. Again, another nice man. He's super nice. I said, oh, man, my girlfriend really wanted to meet you.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
And then he was like walking around. Oh, yeah. And he comes back over.
Wow. And I got a picture of Chuck Wicks with Joe Nichols. That's like two very pretty men. You don't get to see those standing next to each other much.
That's what you love. Boy, that really was a hard
part to lose.
Yeah. That, of all the things about radio, you know, some of the stuff I didn't mind losing because I enjoy, right. I love comedy again. I love this stuff.
Yeah, and you're super happy, and I'm super happy for you.
But I do miss, somebody asked me the other day if I missed radio. No, and right? Yes.
You miss radio?
Sometimes. I miss doing good radio. Mm-hmm. That's what I loved KYGO. I think when we were there and doing that show and winning the awards and, you know,
right.
being treated right. And
like queens and kings?
Yes. Yeah. That was great. And I miss that. And I would love to do another show. I just don't know if I'd want to do it full time. Somebody asked me if
I think you would have to do country radio.
Hmm?
You would have to do country.
No, I'm thinking talk radio.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I used to like talk radio.
What happened?
You freaking threw it in my face. Like, you walk around the house with it playing constantly.
I know. I have it on my cell phone. Just have it in my pocket.
It's constant. I used to really enjoy talk radio. I liked Dr. Laura. I liked Rush Limbaugh. And now it's like, I only will listen to KFI or the one here in town. Can't even think
K2S?
Of it. Yeah. I only listen to them when there's like breaking news or it's snowing outside and I need to know how the roads are doing.
Well, I think part of the problem is a lot of talk radio now has just become too political.
It's all political.
It's all political. And like you said, do you like Dr. Laura?
I would listen to Rush when I wanted the political.
Yeah.
But I could listen to Dr. Laura when I wanted the Maury Povich of talk radio.
Right. And that's why I like listening to Dennis Prager. Is
right, but he's still very political.
Not always. I mean, he has subjects, or he has the man-woman hour, or he has the, you know, the open calls. And
those are on when I'm at work.
Yeah. But that's what I wish talk radio, and I mentioned before to some people that, you know, the popularity of podcasts like this, mm-hmm. are these type of shows where people love to just get involved in the talk and conversation and the fun stuff. Talk radio needs to understand they could steal back a lot of podcast listeners if they just stopped
talking about Obama and the White House and legalizing marijuana.
Let's talk about stuff, you know, right. new movies or what's going on in the news,
right.
or hey, did you...
They save that for over the weekend one's listening.
Did you see this story about the preacher that got bit by a snake and died?
Yeah, straight out of Justified. And if you don't watch Justified, you don't know what I'm talking about.
And this is a real story. I just sent this to you.
Out of Kentucky?
I think so.
No, I think we're saying that because that's where Justified's out of. No, there's a preacher in, wait for it, Kentucky. Woo!
That's probably what made you think of Justified.
Right. So he's one of those preachers, which I've never seen these preachers in person. I would probably run screaming out of their church.
Oh, Lord, ho, save me, Jesus. I got the snake in my hand. If it bites me, I don't care. You're going to save me, Lord.
Right. Like, they have these poisonous snakes. And this was a rattlesnake he's holding. And the rattlesnake turns around and bites him on the hand. Paramedics show up. He's already home and says he doesn't want to be treated. And then he's found dead a few hours later.
Because he thinks the Lord will save him.
Well, if you read the Bible, mm-hmm. there is a verse, I think it's in Luke, that says, if you take it literally, that's what would happen. But an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you take my eye, I'm not going to take your eye. You know, it's all about interpretation.
Too much literal interpretation, you think? Or?
Yeah, that's why there's a lot of messed up, like, sorry if you're listening, Jehovah Witnesses, a lot of the stuff that they believe in is because they take things literal. The only birthday list mentioned in the Bible was someone getting killed, and so that's why they don't celebrate birthdays.
Well, see, I didn't know about that. I they had to have other birthdays because people were alive, and
but
they talk about people
mentioned.
Being Methuselah being 900 years old or whatever, and that means so every year they had to.
But a birthday is not mentioned, but that one time, and it's surrounded about around a death. And that's why.
you know, the weird thing is that that preacher did not look like a crazy preacher. The picture of him, he doesn't have that crazy kind of like they show on TV kind of, you know, that snake handling preacher. He's just like a semi-normal guy, don't you think?
He could be right out of Justified.
I guess so. He kind of does have that.
He doesn't look like a preacher I've seen.
I guess so. What's his name?
James Cootes.
No, not the preacher. The one on Justified. The one I love to hear him talk. He enunciates everything.
Boyd Crowder.
God, one of the best characters ever on TV.
And then when you look and watch him on Sons of Anarchy, he's a
man transsexual.
That dresses like a woman.
Yeah. No, he's had the...
Oh, has he?
Yeah, because he has the boobs and everything.
Oh, that's right. That's so weird.
It's so weird. Because he goes from such a Boyd Crowder badass to this, oh, you know, I'm just a lonely woman. Come hold me, Jax. No, he has the deal with, what's his, Kib? I can't think of his name now. It's because it sounds
Tig.
So bad. Tig, yeah.
I thought you watched the show.
I do. I love the show. You know I do. I get in these things where I can't say.
No, I'm the same way. But yeah, Tig kind of has a crush on her.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be nice to have them to be a couple. I think it's very inclusive, and it shows diversity.
I thought you hated that about TV.
I do. I'm being facetious.
I'm like, wait a second. What'd they give you in Tulsa?
I took a diversity pill.
A diversity pill. Crazy.
Well, we're at 30 minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to...
You're getting ready to go out of town forever.
Yep. I'm leaving February 22nd, which is... No, I'm leaving 21st, because I sail on the 22nd. I'm going out to sea. Going out to sea.
Again.
Celebrity Cruise Lines.
With the Oak Ridge Boys.
With the Oak Ridge Boys.
With Joe Bonzel and the boys.
Yep. Want to say hi to Joe? You want to say hi to Dwayne? Because they listen to the podcast.
Hi, William Lee. Huh? Hi. The deep voice guy. Richard.
Richard, I can't believe you did that.
I pulled you.
Yeah. Was it Chig? Tig? Was it?
Yeah. I'm very jealous. And I tweeted that tonight, and Joe said he wished I was coming. And that made me feel sweet.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Well, I'll take a picture of us all together.
Not the same.
From one of the islands.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's probably going to be cold here. Because every time you leave to go out of town to these tropical places, mm-hmm. it gets freaking cold here. The last time I had to shovel snow out of the back porch because it had gotten so high.
You couldn't get the dogs down to pee.
No. Oh.
Well, I'll take a picture of us as the Oak Ridge Pirates.
The Oak Ridge Pirates?
Of one of the islands or something. Oh. They can put on bandanas and eye patches
and
something. Yeah.
I want to see William Lee do that.
Argvira. Argvira. My harg's on fire for Argvira.
Yeah. You should get a soundbite of them saying, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys for your Remasculate podcast.
Oh, that would be really good. Because, you know, I carry my stuff to do the podcast.
I know
the
you
show.
Do.
Maybe I can get Joe, one of those guys, we could all just sit down and do an Oak Ridge podcast.
Right? On the ship?
Yeah.
I'm so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
All right. Well, say bye.
Oh, bye. No,
well, you know what you're going to say?
I was going to say, well, you can find us on Twitter, at Wrinkled Sheets, the number one.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook is Wrinkled Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
On Spreaker is Wrinkled Sheets. We're on Podbean.
We're just about everywhere
Stitcher,
now.
Stitcher, iTunes. We still haven't gotten the iHeartRadio thing.
No, but I did get one of the things I printed out over here that you're like, why do you keep printing shit out? And you don't even, what is this? Why
we just got this printer and we're already
ink?
Low on ink.
Is our invitation to TuneIn Radio.
Oh, sweet.
So we have to set.
Wrinkled Sheets?
Yeah. Any Wrinkled Sheets. All we have to do is give them, there's info there.
Title, location. Okay.
See? Yeah, I told you there's stuff for real on the printer. You're like, what do you print? What do you print?
I went to go print my Josh Grayson ticket, and I was very sad when I got the notification that we were almost out of ink.
Yeah. So if you're taking a pic, because you'll set this up, we'll get it on TuneIn Radio, we'll be out there. So now we can just get it on iHeartRadio. That'll be great.
Because I've been really busy at work, you should be doing this stuff.
I know, but you're so good at it with your clerical skills.
Your squirrel syndrome.
Squirrel.
All right, and Steve McGrew, you just Google and you can find him everywhere.
Google and watch videos and then come to a show, but buy a ticket early because they're selling out.
We didn't do the question.
Oh, damn it.
It's all good. We'll save it for next time.
You want to save it for next time, or you just want to do it real quick?
No, let's go.
Okay. We're at 35 minutes. Guys, we appreciate you listening.
Thank you for listening, and give us some feedback. Send us to your friends. We can get more followers.
Subscribe. That's what I always forget to say. Subscribe to these. If you hear this for the first time, or if you're a regular listener, subscribe.
Right.
And that helps get us up the chain. And when you move up, people find you easier because they're not going to look down who's number 200 on the chart.
Right.
They're going to go, oh, look who's in the top 20 or whatever.
So if you if you listen on Podbean, you can follow us. If you listen on Spreaker, you can follow us. If you listen to us on iTunes, you can subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, there's ways of keeping
up with everything. And we appreciate it.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
That's right. See ya. Bye. I'm going to go make her some more melon and meat. See ya.
That sounded dirty.
I know.